Yes, no doubt about it. But anyway, we are speaking, of course, about Kenya's revenue collection strategies. It's actually not been one of the best from what we can see, because there's a big, massive gap in revenue in Kenya. Factors, of course, corruption is raised as one of the issues, outdated, archaic manual systems, processes in terms of managing some of the revenues in the counties. We join on the line by Alex Kanyi, who is a partner at Tax and Exchange Control. I think it's our Tax and Exchange Control Dispute Resolution and Corporate and Commercial Practice at CDH Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Good afternoon, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Afternoon, thanks for having me.
Well, besides having a long title in a beautiful building in Sandton, Alex, I'm sure we are going to be hearing a lot today.
Yes, for sure. We have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you know, I've been to your offices in Sandton, really glorious, of course, no doubt about it. But anyway, let's speak about Kenya specifically, because we are talking about Kenya, looking at some of the counties and the revenue collection strategies that are happening in some of the counties. Why has it been allowed to go this far and simply just gone down up to this point, Alex?
Well, this is on the background of a report that was issued by the Commission on Revenue Allocation. Basically, they did a study on the capabilities of each county within the country to raise revenue from their own internal sources. And after completing this study, that's when they said that there's a quite a huge gap between what our counties are able to collect vis-a-vis what their potential is. And basically, they pointed out that on a year-by-year basis, the counties are able to raise 31 billion Kenya shillings as opposed to the potential of about 216 billion Kenya shillings.
What? 31 out of a possible 200. I think that's a big gap. I mean, even calling it a gap is absolutely an understatement.
Yeah, it's quite a big gap.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, looking at the county strategies, I don't know, and I've not checked how many counties there are in Kenya, which, of course, we call them provinces here in SA. But looking at the number of counties that you have, that we have in Kenya, is each one of them implementing its own collection strategies, or is just a uniform system all around? Or most possibly there's discrepancies here and there?
Each county will have their own ways of collecting the revenue. Mm-hmm. However, there are common forms of revenue that run across the counties. For example, if it is land rates would be land rates everywhere, mm-hmm. in all the counties. If it is fees or license fees for conducting business, again, that will be same across all counties. The only difference is how big the county is, how many businesses are there, and how effective then the revenue collection measures are. At least for those common areas of revenue, but there are also other areas of revenue that are not common to each county. For example, I could give you Narok County here in Kenya, and Narok County is where we have the Maasai Mara. So the Maasai Mara is not in all the counties, but that forms a very big percent of the revenue that Narok County collects from the wildlife reserve at Maasai Mara.
Yeah, and definitely there are a lot of infrastructure related as well, tourism potential and many other types of auxiliary and ancillary businesses that surround Maasai Mara. But we'll continue this discussion, Alex, in just a moment. Let's take a bit of a break, and when we come back, we'll continue speaking about revenue collection in Kenya. Speaking to Alex Kanye from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. It is now 20 after 3.
21 minutes after 3 p.m. Central African time. If you've just joined us, hello to you and yours. On the line, we have Alex Kanyi, who is a partner in Tax and Exchange Control, Dispute Resolution and Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, and is here to help us further understand Kenya's revenue collection challenge. Now, Alex, what I find really interesting is that there's a conversation around who is typically responsible, where counties are said to take more responsibility and rely less on governance. Talk to me about that conversation.
Well, I think it's good to first point out that our constitution, the Kenyan constitution, provides various ways for revenue to be collected by the county government and separate revenue to be collected by the national government. So for the national government, you'll have the income tax, VAT, value-added tax. You'll have things like custom duty on the other hand. Well, for counties, then you have property taxes and license fees. So coming to your question, and then you have a challenge at the county level because they're not collecting as much as they're supposed to collect based on their capacity. And as a result of that, they are forced to rely a lot on the national government so that their support, so that the national government can actually support their activities at county level. Notwithstanding, you know, what we have in our constitution to say that out of whatever the government, the national government collects, there's supposed to be a certain percentage, about 370 billion Kenya shilling, which is then distributed to counties. But that is simply not enough for counties. And the reason why the insistence that counties should be able to raise their own revenues as opposed to just wait for the national government to fund their activities.
And a solution that has been presented forth as automating revenue collection, what's the progress on that discussion and implementation, if possible?
I would say automation is at different levels for the different counties. There are counties that perhaps are just mainly manual in terms of how they collect their revenues. There are other quite advanced counties, for example, Nairobi County, who have in the past used automated systems to collect the revenue. But even with automation is not the only solution, because there's a lot of human input into even the automated systems. So if we do not have good people who are collecting the revenue and honest people are collecting it, vis-a-vis also having a good tone at the top, at the county level in terms of encouraging accountability, transparency, then without those, then the systems would still fail.
And from a, I mean, I heard you speaking about the human factor as well. I mean, you need to be a little bit much more explicit from a skills perspective. Some of the governors are not necessarily some of the most skillful people that we have at the counties as well in terms of collection of revenue. So it would remain suboptimal, isn't it?
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm saying, do we have good skills among some of the governors in the counties? I heard you speaking about the human factor, yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because like any political contest, it's not more about your capabilities or experience. It's more about your popularity. So, yeah, you could find some gaps with, some of the guys who are on top of the counties, but it is what it is. We need to then rely on systems and the people they put on board to actually run those counties to ensure that they get optimum revenue out of that and they use the resources they get efficiently.
Which brings me to this paradox a little bit. I mean, you know, Kenya is a little bit way too ahead in terms of digital technologies. So automation should be one of those things that are much more easier to implement within the ecosystem in Kenya.
Yeah.
And why have we not had this kind of a situation where there's been a migration from manual entries at revenue collection?
I mentioned one of them is you need to have the tone at the top. Basically, the governors should come in and drive this process and say that we want to be the best in terms of revenue collection. We want minimal human interference. We want also to be held accountable. So that's a good starting point in terms of getting political buy-in in terms of automating systems or even enhancing collection efforts at county levels.
I mean, the Ruto administration came on the ticket of coming up with new systems of governance as well. Are you seeing the changes going towards that direction, or it's simply just a continuation?
I would say I haven't seen a lot happening in that regard. Just to be fair to the new regime, we are almost just about 4 months into the new administration. So there have been a lot of pronouncements around ensuring that we get maximum revenue, not only at the county level, but also at the national level. So we've seen a lot of talk around that. We've also seen a lot of talk around optimizing how we are using these resources. And, for example, the national government has had quite some comments around reducing the budget by around 300 billion Kenya shillings, and they have targeted areas where they think they're going to reduce the expenditure for the government.
Hmm.
So even as we give them time, I believe that they will also focus on systems or enablers that will help them to actually reach these aspirations that they have at a national level and even at a county level.
I can respect that. I think just to slate off conversation, obviously this trend would be quite the concern. Would you help us understand the extent to which this kind of challenge affects the man on the ground?
In terms of the man on the ground, then me being one of them, you probably first struggle in terms of infrastructure, you know, the roads getting maintained. There's some responsibility that goes to the county, and the county will struggle to maintain those roads if they do not have money. Then you go to facilities such as, say, hospitals at a county level or schools or, you know, things like perhaps the county would jump in to a help to just ensure that they are in good condition. So those ones as well will be affected. And even to the minimal small things like, say, garbage collection, if the counties are not able to then have funds to just collect garbage, that's, you know, you get to see the result in terms of sometimes the garbage not being collected on time.
Mm.
And these are just but examples of what a common person would go through where the county is not able to fulfill its mandate.
Thank you so much for your time, Alex. Actually, absolutely appreciating your show, your presence on the show this afternoon. The voice of Alex Kanyi, who is a partner in tax exchange and control, dispute resolution, and corporate and commercial practice at Clifford Decker Hofmeyr.
All right, it's just gone 15:30 Central African time. This is The Upside. We're coming to you live and real this Thursday afternoon. Let's check out what's going on in the business news.